You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to a morning walk down Dalal Street. Today is the 14th of October, the beginning of a new trading week, a new week in general. I'm sure you've all been getting ready to go to work, go to school, wherever it is that you go, and hoping very hard that the coffee has kicked in. He's also hoping that you've had a great weekend. All that took place over the course of the last week and all that we can expect over the course of this one is what I bring to you bright and early on this edition of A Morning Walk Down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
A Morning Walk Down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Indian markets witnessed a rebound in the second half of the week and managed to close in the green for the week ended 11th October. But the biggest casualty of last week was the small cap stocks. The BSE Sensex rose 1.2% while the Nifty 50 closed 1.17% higher compared to a 0.4% rise in the S&P BSE Mid Cap Index and a 0.28% fall seen in the BSE Small Cap Index for the week ended 11th October. Profit booking continues in the small cap stocks. As many as 64 stocks fell between 10 and 50% for the week ended 11th October. And that list includes names like Syntex Industries, Cox & Kings, Lakshmi Vilas Bank, State Trading Corporation, Jain Irrigation System, Jayaprakash Power Ventures, DHFL, Century Textiles, among others. Investors will be reacting to IIP data, which contracted by 1.1% month-on-month in August, according to the Index of Industrial Production data released by the government on the 11th of October. The country's foreign exchange reserves surged by $4.24 billion to touch a record high of $437.83 billion in the week to the 4th of October, according to the latest data from the Reserve Bank of India. In the previous week, the reserves had surged by another massive $5.02 billion to $433.59 billion. The rupee paired early morning losses, gains. I'm so used to saying losses these days. The rupee paired early morning gains to settle higher by 5 paise at 71 rupees 2 paise against the American dollar on Friday as a sudden spike in Brent crude prices following missiles attack on an Iranian oil tanker weighed on investor sentiment. On the institutional front, FPIs were net buyers in the Indian markets for 749 crore rupees, while DIIs were net sellers to the tune of 703 crore rupees, according to provisional data. Not to forget, Indian Railway Catering and Tourism Corporation, or IRCTC, will make its grand debut today after its initial IPO, that is initial public offering IPO, received the highest ever subscription among PSUs. It was a blockbuster IPO. IPO. The 638 crore public issue was subscribed 112 times and could list at a hefty premium. Experts who spoke to Money Control said the listing price is likely to be more than 500 rupees, which is a premium of 56% over the issue price. Something else that has been weighing on global markets is, of course, the US-China trade war. US President Donald Trump on Friday outlined the first phase of a deal to end a trade war with China and suspended a threatened tariff hike. But officials on both sides said much more work needed to be done before an accord could be agreed upon. This, according to a report by Reuters. So there's a lot going on today on the 14th of October. It's already earnings season. As many as 7 companies will be declaring their numbers for the September quarter today, and that list includes names like HUL, Hindustan Unilever, GTPL Hathaway, and Delta Corp. We have some estimates available to us from Motilal Oswal. Hindustan Unilever, PAT is likely to grow by 6.1% year-on-year. Delta Corp, PAT is likely to grow by 12.4% year-on-year. A quick look at how the charts are stacked up. Nifty formed a bullish candle on the weekly charts. Spinning top is often regarded as a neutral pattern, which suggests indecisiveness, and a spinning top is what we're seeing on the charts. The critical support on downsides continues to remain around 11,090 levels for short-term traders. 11,189, which was the intraday low of Friday, will be important. In the next session, if the index trades at 11,189 and above it, it could lead to the test of 11,400, whereas a breach of 11,189 can increase selling pressure. Based on these observations, we'll be watching out for 3 levels over the course of today: 11,189, 11,362, and 11,400. Maximum call open interest seen at 11,500, followed by 12,000 strikes. Maximum put open interest at 11,000, followed by 11,200. A few stocks that have been in the news: Avenue Supermarts, which owns and operates the DMart supermarket chain, on Saturday posted a 47.54% year-on-year rise in net profit at 322.63 crore rupees for the quarter ended September 29, 2019. Lupin, which is India's third largest drug maker, said it plans to file two biosimilar drugs, Etanercept and Pegfilgrastim, in the US market by the fourth quarter of FY20. And finally, Infosys reported a 5.8% sequential growth in quarter 2 FY20 with its net profit at 4,019 crore rupees. The management, on the 11th of October, also revised its full-year constant currency revenue growth guidance to 9-10%, up from 8.5-10% earlier. And finally, to smooth you and to ease you into Monday's business, we spoke to Axis Securities, and this is what they have to recommend in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. It's going to be three buy calls today. Bharti Airtel has a buy call and a trade on Friday at 382.65 rupees. Target you should be looking at between 412 and 422 rupees. Place your stop loss at 361 rupees for an upside of 10%. Amber Enterprises has a buy call as well and a trade on Friday at 928.50 rupees. Target you should be looking at 995 rupees. Keep your stop loss at 880 rupees for an upside of 7%. And finally, a company that is going to be releasing its quarter earnings today, Hindustan Unilever, expecting PAT to grow by about 6%, according to an estimate from Motilal Oswal, has a buy call from Axis Securities today and a trade on Friday at 2,004.75 rupees. Target you should be looking at 2,110 and stop loss at 1,925 for an upside of 5%. That's it. That's pretty much all that you need to be equipped with before heading into the day of trade today. I'll, of course, see you later in the evening with an evening walk down the Lal Street. We'll also be taking a look at what is going on in the Amazon and what is going on in Are as part of our Digging Deeper podcast series. If you haven't already heard the introduction to wills, this is as good a time as any to listen to it. What is a will? How to make one? Who should be testating it? Who should be executing it? Are there criteria for all of these things? And do you need lawyers for it? But we do need lawyers to tell us all about it. So I spoke to Radhika Gagar and Shesh Vikarakya of the private client practice of Cyril Amarchand Mangaldas about the same. And that is a podcast you simply cannot miss. Do write into us, mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
And now a word on a subscription product. Money Control Pro offers curated market data, independent equity analysis, exclusive trading recommendations, and actionable investment ideas to subscribers. In the great Diwali discount offer, you can get access to Money Control Pro for as little as ₹289 for 1 year. Use code Diwali. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app.
This has been a Money Control presentation.